Welcome to Divine Feminine Rising with Mez Deline. I'm Mez Deline, and my intention with this podcast is to entertain, educate, and illuminate as I share the power and magic of the Divine Feminine. Thank you so much for being here. I am grateful for your time and attention. All of my life, I have wanted to help people. That's all I've ever wanted to do, and it's been an interesting life because I've done some interesting things along that line. So when I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to grow up and be a doctor so I could help people, help heal people. And then as I got older, I realized that perhaps that wouldn't be a good idea for me because I was super highly sensitive. I was very empathic. Those aren't words that I understood at the time, but that was the truth of it. And I thought if somebody under my care died, if I made a mistake, I just wouldn't be able to live with myself. So then when I left for college, when I was 17, I thought I'll be a nurse. And I felt like that way I could still help people heal, but I wouldn't have the ultimate responsibility, right? And so then that didn't work out. I quit college and moved to the boonies in Oregon. And a few years went by and I still felt that calling, that compulsion to help people. And I started belly dancing. And while I was belly dancing, I was at an event and someone introduced me to the concept of healing through Reiki. And so I took a Reiki class and learned how to do a Reiki treatment. And for those of you familiar with Reiki, you know that it's a healing method. If you're not familiar with Reiki, it's a healing method where you put hands on someone else and you allow healing energy to flow through you and into the person that you're working with, and then it flows back to the universe. And so as it comes through you, you take what you need also. And so as you give Reiki, you're also receiving it. It's very cool. Well, then I just wanted to give people Reiki. I wanted to start a business where I made appointments and gave people Reiki. And I was told that the state was going to require people to get a massage license so that they were licensed to touch people. And that never happened. It's, I don't know, over 30 years later, and that's never happened. But I didn't know it wasn't going to happen. And so I became a massage therapist. And what I learned is that, you know, I always wanted to help other people. I had no problem putting my hands on other people, giving them massage, giving them Reiki. But during massage school, the way you learn is you trade with each other so that you have practice time. And the thought of me taking my shirt off and laying on a table and letting someone massage me was like, ah! And that's when I realized it came to me, that old proverb, physician, heal thyself. It's like I understood that I needed healing myself before I could work with healing other people. So that was a wake-up call, and I spent years doing massage therapy and Reiki. It was wonderful. Then my life diverted in a different direction. Long story short, I got married. We ended up with three businesses. I was raising my son and all those things. And now currently in my life, I do something completely different. And I have to say that it is my most favorite healing method I've ever facilitated into the world. And that is, I have an aura camera, and I go to events, psychic fairs, festivals, and I take people's photos of their auras, and then I give them a reading and explain what I'm seeing. And I also am intuitive, and so information will come through for the person that I'm giving the reading to. And it's just the most magical, powerful thing that I've ever done. And you might think, how is that? You know, what's powerful about taking a picture of someone's aura and giving them a reading, right? And what it is that when people see their own beautiful light, something shifts inside of them. There's just nothing else like it to have that visual of your aura. And I have people come all the time and they say, oh, I'm afraid to have my aura photo taken because I think it's going to be ugly. Well, let me tell you, I've never seen an ugly aura. And personally, I can see energy, but it's not in color. So the camera helps, makes it so that I can see the colors of the person's aura. And people ask me, well, how does that technology work? Because basically the way you do it is you sit in a chair, the person is sitting in front of you with the camera, and you put your hand on this hand plate. When you're looking through the camera at the person, you just see the person sitting in the chair. As soon as they put their hand on that hand plate, the colors of the aura appear. And I can't tell you how that works. To me, technology is magic because I am not a technological person. But it is like Curlian photography, which can photograph energy. It's like, you know, how they can photograph infrared. That's people's energy that the camera is picking up. So technology has brought us to a point where we can actually photograph people's auras, and it's amazing. And so then the other thing that my program does is it shows a picture of the chakras. So I can give the person a photo of their aura, which is, you know, they're sitting there, it's like a bust shot, and their face, and then the colors all around. And then I can also print off a picture of their chakra system. And it shows, you know, the health of the chakras and if they're in balance or not. And so it's pretty amazing. And the colors all mean something different. And so far, I've never had anybody say, that's not true. I had a really fun time this weekend. A mother and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend, they each got a photo of their aura and of their chakras. And as I was talking to the mom, the daughter was kind of standing behind her at her shoulder. And the whole time she's like nodding her head. Yep, yep, yep. She just kept nodding her head. Everything I said, she'd nod her head. And then she says, we've been trying to tell you that, Mom. And I said, well, hopefully hearing it from a stranger will, you know, will help it sink in more. So the reason I'm telling you about the aura camera and the chakra photos is because there's something that I see repeatedly. The most common thing I see is a tiny heart chakra. So the other chakras can be all vibrant and healthy looking. And then there's this tiny little heart chakra. And I'm shaking my head. You can't see me, but it just blows my mind how many of those I see. And it doesn't mean a health issue. I mean, it's possible it would. My intuition will tell me one way or another. But so far, I think I've only one time felt like there might be some kind of physical issue. But it's what I call the giver's heart. And what is the giver's heart, you might ask? Well, that's a person who gives and gives and gives. They are a giver, but they forget to give to themselves. They love everybody else in their life They are always giving out love, giving out their energy, helping other people, and they forget to direct that energy towards themselves. They forget about self-love. Self-love is extremely important. It might be the most important thing you ever learn how to do, and it's also the hardest thing you learn how to do because we're not raised and conditioned to love ourselves, right? And we feel like that's selfish, but it's not. It's selfless because we need our heart to be filled up and refilled and refilled so that we can keep giving and giving, right? Without any kind of depletion. So I tell people that there's three things they can do to help their heart chakra open more and to be more healthy, I guess would be the way to say it. And I tell them to imagine giving themselves the love that they give to a loved one. So when you look at your child or your spouse or your mother, somebody that you love dearly, and you feel that emotion in your heart, that is what I want you to think about giving to yourself. And the second part to that is every single day in the morning and in the evening, if you remember, put a note on your mirror if you need to. You look in your mirror, look in that bathroom mirror as you're washing your hands and or after you wash your hands so that you can be completely focused. You look at your own eyes. Look yourself in the eyes and say, I love you. And mean it and feel it and smile at yourself. And then the last thing I tell people is to allow themselves to receive, because givers have a hard time receiving. They are all about giving to everybody else, right? But they don't want to bother you if they have a need. They don't want to call and ask for help. They don't want to bother you. And so they try and do everything themselves. And so what I explain to people is that by allowing yourself to receive, you're allowing others to give. Now, when you give, doesn't it make you feel good to give? Well, yes, it does. So when you allow someone else to give to you, they get to feel good. So see how it's a two-way street there. Giving equals receiving. So it's important for giving to equal receiving. As you give out, also allow yourself to receive, right? And one of the things I tell people about that is if somebody gives you a compliment, say thank you. Don't say, oh, this dress, or oh, this old thing, or oh, I'm not pretty, or you know, people, when people do that, they're discounting that other person. That other person isn't lying. Why would they come up and tell you you look beautiful today? Especially if it's someone you don't know, like a stranger. I do that to people all the time. I love that color on you. Your hair is beautiful. I love giving people compliments. I love watching their eyes light up because they've been seen. And I don't have any expectation of anything in return. It's just something that I like doing. And so when someone says, oh, this old thing or whatever, when I say, oh, that's such a pretty dress, you know, I just want to say, calling me a liar. Like, you know, when they discount what I say, I don't say that, but I think it sometimes. So the second most common thing that I see with my Aura camera is a tiny throat chakra. And the throat chakra is about speaking your truth, speaking up for yourself. And people often don't speak up. They stay quiet. I used to be one of those people, so I know what I'm talking about. You sit in a circle of other women or you sit in a meeting and everybody's giving feedback and you sit there with your mouth shut. And for me, it was, I didn't think that what I had to say was that important, right? And what I want to tell you all is that what you have to say is just as important as what anybody else has to say. So it's okay for you to speak up, speak your truth. And the other thing is to stand up for yourself. So don't let people walk on you like a doormat. Speak up for yourself. You're important. And it's important for you to know that what you have to say is just as important as anybody else. And sometimes it might be even more important. It might be exactly what that group needs to hear or exactly what that other person needs to hear. What you have to say has the potential to change someone's life or maybe even save someone's life. And that seems dramatic. It seems extreme, but I've seen it. It's reality. So if you're extremely shy, like I used to be incredibly shy, and I'm still shy, but not crippling shy like I was, because I remind myself that shyness is fear, and I'm all about overcoming fear. But if you're too shy to speak up out loud, write it down. It's all about getting the energy of the words out into the world. So even if nobody reads what you write, you have released those words into the energetic environment, right? And into the source of all that is. So you might start by keeping a journal. And in that journal, it doesn't mean like a diary where you have to write down everything you did every day, but write down the magical things. Write down the things that made you happy. Write down the things you're grateful for. And make a note of these things. And if you have a thought or an idea about something, write that down. We always think we're going to remember, but we often don't. So take that time to journal and write down things that come to you. And then learn to speak up. Learn to use your voice in the world. So if you feel called to help other people or called to speak or maybe do a podcast like I'm doing or do TikToks or have a YouTube channel, do it. You have free will, so you can answer the call or choose not to. But what I want you to know is that what you have to say is something only you can say. Other people might be called to do a podcast on a similar subject. But they're not going to say what you're going to say. They're not going to use the words that you're going to use. They're going to reach their people. You're going to reach your people. And trust me, your people need to hear you, whether it's in a small way, one-on-one, or a big way where you go online. So that's what I want you to know. This Aura camera, I've thought about it. Like, why is it so powerful for people? I can't even explain how amazing it is when I'm reading the Aura photo for people and their chakras, and they just get emotional. They say so many things like, that's exactly what I needed to hear, or that's so right, that's so validating, or sometimes I didn't know that, but their family member or friend that's standing next to them is like, well, we knew that, right? And so I see people, they just light up, their faces light up. Sometimes they cry and it's a happy cry and I think, why is this so powerful? And it's because people need to be seen, and everybody needs to be seen. Everybody needs to be heard. Everybody wants to feel like they matter. And this work that I do, it is showing people their light, showing people that they have something in their hand they can take with them and put up on the mirror or wherever and remind themselves to open their hearts or their aura to see that beautiful, beautiful orange color that's surrounding them, that's letting them know it's time to manifest, it's time to create, go for it. You are a manifester. Or that beautiful green light that shows around some people that they're a healer. They're receiving healing energy and they're giving healing energy. And so it's just a beautiful thing. And they can see that and they can take it with them. And there's visible evidence that they are a unique and beautiful essence, a beautiful soul. They are seen, they are heard, and they matter. And so this is really my most favorite work because I can reach way more people doing this work, I guess. And each time is unique and different. And I feel like I get to see people, even, you know, they're perfect strangers often, usually. And I get to know them in a way that is just an honor and a blessing to me. So anyway, that's what I want you to know about is the giving and receiving and speaking up for yourself. Speak your truth. What you have to say is important. Allow other people to help you because that replenishes you and that allows them also to give. So if you're a giver, allow yourself to receive. And if you're one of those quiet people that's afraid to speak up, I hope that you learn how to speak your truth because the world needs to hear what you have to say. I love you all so much. And I want to thank you for joining me today. My mission is to help bring back the balance of the divine feminine to spirituality. Please share this podcast with anyone who might be interested. And if you'd like to connect with me further, feel free to reach out. You can find me at mezdaline.com, Divine Feminine Rising with mezdaline.com, Mezdaline Bliss, or Mezdaline on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Also, please join my mailing list if you'd like to receive my newsletter. You can find it on my website, mezdaline.com. Allow the light of your love to shine. Be the change. Lead the way. And always remember, your light of love is a needed gift to the world that only you can give.